Greetings from the Simon Schmidt podcast. Hey, it's Friday. I hope you've all had a fantastic week. You're adjusting to the new norms of life. You're looking after yourselves. You're looking after your loved ones. And you're looking after your own self-care. Increasing that self-care on a daily basis. I want to thank the people that have reached out and sent some wonderful messages to me and questions. To the new subscribers, welcome to the Simon Schmidt podcast. It's an honor to have you on this platform. And to the originals, once again, thank you so much for inspiring me to become accountable on a weekly basis, to do a podcast, to share my knowledge, my wisdom, to help people shift their lives positively. Has this been a interesting week for me personally? Yes, it has. I find myself feeling flat. I find myself feeling resistant towards a lot of things. I find myself attaching behavior to my old ego. And there's only one reason. It's because my own personal self-care has decreased. I've been sharing energy. I share energy all day with clients, which I absolutely love, and I'm honored to be able to do that on a daily basis. But my own personal self-care has dropped over the last week. And that's why I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling resistant. I'm feeling flat. I'm feeling uninspired. I'm feeling drained. But that's life. Life works in ups and downs. And it's the understanding of enjoying the fact that there are ups and downs in life. And happiness descends on you from time to time. So do tough times. And tough times never last. So I've made a commitment to myself next week that I'm going to get back on my self-care system. Non-negotiable. And I'm going to be aware of the energy that I share with people that don't respect my energy as much as I respect giving it to them. After all, as I say this to my clients and to people on the podcast, you have to put yourself first. And if you don't put yourself first, you don't show up as the best version of you. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you've got to put yourself first. Do whatever it takes to do that. So let's dive into this episode about you versus you. You know, for the large part of my adult life, I compared myself to other people. We all do. We all have this comparison that we relate to with another person in terms of how much money they've got, what kind of car they have, what kind of home they have, what partner do they have. All these things which we think would make us happy. But us as human beings attach ourselves to things of materialistic value to make us feel safe. I certainly have. And that's exhausting. Because what happens is we have this desire to be perfect based on comparing ourselves to other things and other people. That's not realistic. And I want you to really think about what I'm going to say to you right now. Who are you comparing yourself to and why? Why do you compare yourself to that friend that has that fancy car or the prettier girlfriend or whatever that may be? Why? Why are you doing that? Understanding on a deep level, at the source of your why are you doing that? And I think you'll be very fascinated to understand why. And that why is causing you distraction. It's changing your perceived reality of what your real reality is. And that distraction and focus drives you on a very different path to the path that you really need to be on your own with. I know I'm getting a little bit deep here and I'm diverting a little bit, but please ask yourself why you compare yourself to somebody else. Where does it come from and why? And I want you to, and I say this a lot, you're 1 in 8 billion. There's no other person on this whole planet that is like you. So why would you compare yourself to somebody else? Because you're perfect anyway. Yes, you have inefficiencies. We all do. We're not perfect, but you are perfectly who you are as an individual. There's only one Simon Schmid on this whole planet. So I'm already perfect. However, I've got to try and change my inefficiencies and improve my inefficiencies to become efficiencies. But the other thing I want you to ask yourself is, what position do you put yourself in terms of your family and friends? And I can guarantee you now, the majority of you will not be in first place. Because we have this uncomfortableness of the fact that if we put ourselves first, we are going to be selfish, arrogant, narcissistic, all these kind of things which no one wants to be called. Sociopathic, psychotic, psycho, arsehole, idiot, knob, dickhead. But that's actually not true. Because our relationship with putting ourselves first is based on comparing ourselves to other people and what they think. However, if you come from a place of compassion, a place of love and care to others and to yourself, the way you communicate is very different on how you put yourself first. Putting yourself first is a duty. It's an obligation to yourself. It's an obligation, not an obligation, it's out of respect to who you are. Why? Because you can really enjoy the experience of who you are. The experience of being Simon Schmid. The experience of the ups and downs. The joyfulness in understanding that by enjoying the ups and downs, you can live your life with less friction, less inflammation. I want you to just think about that for a second. And also, ask yourself the question, are you enjoying the experience of who you are on this planet? Simple question, but I can tell you now, I don't think many people can answer it. Think about what I just said. It's quite profound. After all, it really is just an experience. So you versus you. Who are you now and who do you want to become? Also, what legacy do you want to live? What legacy do you want to leave to be known as? Kind, compassionate, successful, powerful, whatever that may be. Understanding what your legacy is also very important of how you can compare yourself to yourself. What would you do differently if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do differently if you knew you couldn't fail? We live our life with such restraint about experiences we've had, about traumas we've gone through, and these limiting subconscious restraints that we develop hold us back. So what happens is we start comparing ourselves to other people because it's easier. It's easier to compare ourselves to Joe Bloggs than to ourselves. Because deep down, we don't want to look into ourselves. We don't want to be intimate with ourselves and our emotions and our feelings. Why? Why is it so difficult? Because in my view, working with clients and also going on this journey of self-exploration, we don't want to switch off. We don't want to spend time with ourselves. We don't want to just turn the music off. We want to constantly be engaged. We're constantly living in our heads, constantly making decisions that are not from the heart, that are from ego, from experiences, from traumas, from heartache. You know, I chatted to somebody this week about divorce. And divorce is actually very simple. But ego makes it so difficult. And when one party is angry, you never settle. Why? Because of fear, betrayal. Divorce is easy. It's about numbers. That's all it is. It's about numbers. It can be worked out in very, very, very short space of time. And then obviously when the lawyers understand where the fight is and they understand where the pot of gold is, it gets difficult. But maybe that's actually another podcast on do's and don'ts of divorce. But I would just love people to enjoy the experience of who they are, to compare themselves to themselves, understand what your inefficiencies are. How can you turn them into efficiencies? But most of all, how can you enjoy the experience of turning those things around? We put ourselves under such pressure. You know, I've worked with incredibly successful people. And my job as a coach is nothing more than changing the way they think. That's all really I do. And changing behavior. That's my coaching style. Because they've got to a certain level with their own skill set. And that's usually very successful and obviously abundance of lots of things in terms of material things. But to play with someone's thinking gets them to be able to go to the next level. But what I've noticed is this common thread. A few things. These people get to a certain level of success, and with that comes money, beautiful homes, abundance of things. But then they find themselves unhappy. They find themselves unconnected. And they find themselves comparing themselves to other people that are more successful in terms of money or material things. And that's when the friction starts. And also I see people that have become incredibly successful become paralyzed with their mindset. Because they've got all this money, they don't take risks. But what's so ironic is they took the risks when they had no money. Now they've got money and they don't take the risks. And it's this word fear. And then comparing yourselves to people that you're associating now with who have maybe more or less. And that inadequacy of feeling, oh, if I lose all my money, will these people be friends with me? If I lose everything, will they still stand by me? The answer is probably not. People disappear. You know, sometimes in life, you can trip. We all make mistakes. Who's going to catch you? Ask yourself that. Which one of your close friends at the moment would catch you? I've had lots who I thought were close, and when I tripped, they disappeared. So comparing yourself to you is so powerful and quite simple, actually, if you break it down. You know exactly who you are. You know exactly what your inefficiencies are. You know exactly how you can figure out how to change those things. You know how you can change behavior, which will change your relationship we have with you versus you. But really understanding the fact that you are 1 in 8 billion. No one on this planet like you. So who are you trying to be perfect for? Because you already are perfect. You just have inefficiencies around behavior, which you can change. But because we associated ourselves with successful people, we constantly plugged into noise, we constantly connected with social media, we constantly unpresent, we find ourselves drifting into being unconscious. And the self-care system starts to redevelop, your ego starts to redevelop, and we change. We change to our environments, and we survive based on what environment we are in. So you versus you. I think about this a lot with myself and with clients, and how I can get this, them to shift their mindset and understand that it's all really an experience. Some people get it, some people don't. Some people look at me like I'm absolutely mad. Do I care? No, I don't, because that's my truth. And I know that it's an experience. We're all having just an experience for a period of time as that person. How freeing does that become when you can understand that? How unstoppable can you become? How authentic can you become? How truthful can you become? I got news for you. Extremely, on all fronts. Life is so beautiful, but it's also so difficult. And that's what makes it beautiful. But we just have this desire to constantly feel great, constantly feel good and vibrant and loved and cared. And what about just loving the facts that you can feel low and depressed and flat and resistant? I felt incredibly low and flat this week, and I've had resistance to a lot of things, and I know exactly why. I'm sharing too much energy, and I'm not refueling myself with my self-care. Am I comparing myself to another coach? Absolutely not. Do I want to be another coach? Absolutely not. I want to be the coach that I am, which does a wide variety of work. Life coaching, business coaching, training, group training. I want to do it all. But there's energy I need to look after. And be careful out there. People will take your energy and they'll drift off. And I find myself this week having clients that have stopped working with me. And I felt quite upset about it. I felt quite low. But when I stepped away from it, the beautiful thing is they don't need me anymore. The things that we set out to do, they've shifted. And that's actually my goal. But my ego can take control of my emotions. Feeling like I'm being used, feeling like I'm being unsupported and lost income. But actually, I've given them a gift. They've received a gift of transformation. Through my own pain and suffering and my experiences, I'm able to shift something. So we get caught up in being distracted by our ego. And I know from myself, when I am feeling depleted, I have triggers related to my old ego, and they've been dissolved, but they start to come back to life very quickly. So you versus you. Really think about this. Journal about it. Think about it when you walk. Who are we all in competition with? Competition with the next door neighbor? competition with the CEO, competition with a fellow teammate. Wrong answer. You're in competition with yourself. You know, we all live inefficiently as human beings, but we don't die from being inefficient. And we can change how we live very quickly. We can shift our mindset. So I hope that really gives you some perspective about you versus you. I hope it questions your thinking. It challenges you in a different way. I'd love to hear from you if you've got any questions, if you're struggling with anything, if you're struggling to shift something, weight, behavior, relationship advice, anything. I'd love to connect with you and answer your questions. SimonSchmid.co, and let me see if I can help you. But look after yourselves. Think about who you are, what your legacy wants to be in life. And who are you comparing yourself to? Have a fantastic weekend. Lots of love. Cheers for now.